question.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It is hour number two of the Sports Hangover, and as always, hour two brought to you by 511 by Carl Malone. Go check him out over there, 6601 Veterans Boulevard across from Lafayette Park. Uptown Ruler coming to you in a minute after we officially welcome you to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more that, that Camel Wednesday hump day.
It is Shock G in a digital underground. Caleb the Camel. And head coach Sean Payton. The news being delivered last hour by Jay Hargrave, bottom of the hour. Every Tuesday, expect us over at Tracy's, 3rd and Magazine Street. We'll be our new home on Tuesdays. Come check us out for lunch. Words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
Jordan, where are we on Thursdays every week?
Vinny's Caddyshack.
Vinny's Caddyshack. And now on Tuesdays,
we are going to be at Tracy's Bar.
3rd and Magazine. Uptown Ruler, my guess is this is why you're calling. How are you, Uptown Ruler?
I am fine. I wanted to ask the guy how many push-ups could you do per day. And I do 3 sets a day. Mm. And I lift weight. And I ride my exercise bike. And I was wondering if I could ask him how many times do you ride the exercise bike?
How many times you ride the exercise bike and how many push-ups you can do? When you say sets, how many sets do you do? 3, 4?
Three sets.
How many?
20.
Wow, okay. Jordan, do the math. 3 sets of 20, how many push-ups?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't listening.
It's 3 times 20.
Oh, 60.
He can do 60 push-ups, Uptown Ruler. You can do
60
2.
Push-ups.
Yeah, he does 3 sets of 20. That's what he said. That's incredible. Uptown Ruler, on a Tuesday, I think you definitely need to make your way over to 3rd and Magazine. A, we'll give you that roast beef sandwich that I promised you. And B, you versus Jordan in a push-up contest. Hey, your phone. Say that again.
Jordan, don't be scared. Show up. Show up, I'll come and get you.
Jeez. I love it. Uptown Ruler, every Tuesday, man, we're going to be there 12 to 3, so I'm looking forward to seeing you over there at Tracy's. Every Tuesday, we're going to be there.
Okay, you will see.
Pick a Tuesday. Go ahead.
You will see me there next Tuesday.
There it is.
Next Tuesday.
The push-up challenge.
I never agreed to it.
No, I did. I made it. I set it up for you. Uptown Ruler v. Jordan. Who can do the most?
Now, let me give you a prediction on the Saints.
Okay, prediction time already. Okay, go ahead.
I'll give you a prediction on the Saints. The Saints is going to scorch the Bears 30-17.
Ooh. 17 points is a lot for Chicago. It's a lot of points. All right. 30-17 Saints. Uptown Ruler's already given me the score prediction on this Wednesday. Thank you, bud. Looking forward to seeing you next Tuesday. Remember that roast beef sandwich is on me.
Wow. You're going to give Uptown Ruler a roast beef sandwich before you buy me a snowball.
Yes. Because
you're something else.
Well, he is willing to challenge you.
You are.
And you will sit here across from your trainer and you will not do the sit-ups.
The sit-ups?
Push-ups. I don't even want to ask you sit-ups. I mean, it's this one over here. Chuck, before you leave, real quickly, Uptown Ruler called and wanted, he said he can do 3 sets of 20. And then he rides the exercise bike and he wanted to ask you how long should you ride an exercise bike and how many sets of push-ups can you do?
Well, he should ride a bike as long as he can.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do anything over, 45 minutes. 30 minutes would probably be good for him. But sets of push-ups, I don't want to brag. I can do a good bit.
A good bit?
A good bit.
What's a good bit?
Definitely bragging.
He's not bragging.
I can probably do 75 at a time.
At a time?
Yeah.
That's it? I thought he was going to say like 150.
At a time, without taking a break.
I thought he was going to say like 150.
More than one set of that?
Well, the next set would probably be a little less.
Right, you're going down. Okay.
Right, yeah.
So more than 75.
That's not very impressive.
Chuck,
I was expecting a lot more.
It's better than 2.5.
It is better than 2.5. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. You'll take care.
Oh, my goodness.
I was still expecting
next Wednesday
more.
Is going to be spectacular. I'm not even going to lie about it. Black and gold news that we touched on, of course, yesterday. Reports were that Travaris Cadet was going to work out for the Saints. We'll see today if any of the transactions or anything takes place in him becoming a member of the team. Again, in another stint with the Saints. Also, the other news yesterday that was one that probably had a lot of people shaking their heads, right? PJ Williams suspended 2 games for violating the substance abuse policy. Remember, what was it, over the summer, got popped for a DUI and a driver intoxicated. It was resolved in August. He pleaded guilty to lesser charge of reckless operation of a motor vehicle, but now he's been suspended for the next 2 weeks for violating that policy on substance of abuse. And what's interesting is the timing, obviously, because if you read how it comes out, it's stemming from a January arrest. Why not the beginning of the season? Why now? You know what I'm saying? I guess obviously with the appeal and things of that nature. But, again, he's played, 80% of the snaps Mike Triplett has on ESPN.com. 2 passes defensed, a sack while starting in 5 of their 6 games. Now, you do have good depth here. I saw, Brian and several others say, look, it's a chance now for P-Rob, Patrick Robinson. And, Jordan, you remember in training camp, that was a competition, right? Who was going to be that nickel corner? P.J. Williams had won the job. But it also gives an opportunity to Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. We've seen him involved in some big games and some big plays already. He had that hit on Dak Prescott on the final play for Dallas when he heaved his Hail Mary, remember, as well. So there's depth there. Obviously, anytime you lose depth and you lose somebody that's been getting most of the snaps, it's a hit. So we'll see just how big a hit that sort of happens here as well. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation and give us your thoughts and takes on some of the top storylines going into this week here as well. Sith Lord on Twitter, Mac versus Armstead or Ramchek. I think a storyline going into this week, too, is the health of Teron Armstead. Right? In and out of the game last week, and you saw immediately Sean Payton didn't even hesitate, didn't even mess around. Scooch on over, Andres Pete, Will Clapp, your playing guard. So they immediately, anytime Armstead was out, Pete was left tackle. Didn't bring anybody else in, just scooched them over to the left side and try to help that offensive line and continuity. The fact that he's been dealing with injuries and going in and out already early part of the season, I think it's a concern as the season goes. Isn't it, Jordan? I mean, obviously you want that health of the offensive line, but Teron Armstead battling in and out. This isn't like being held out of practice or being limited in practice. He's getting out of games or missing games, and it's something that you want to keep an eye on. True Holiday says a storyline for him. Can Murray take on an expanded role in the offense, and will the O-line hold up? Again, Akeem Hicks being on IR is a hit for the Bears. There's no doubt. As Larry said, though, in our interview earlier in hour number one, Getting or keeping an eye on Khalil Mack, who's still there. That's kind of a big storyline. But Latavius Murray, if he gets an increased workload, I think it's something that I can expect, to be honest with you. I mean, you saw that last week against Jacksonville, Jordan. And also, I think when you play defenses like this, you have to run the football at them. Sometimes it's going to be successful. At other times, you may not get as many yards in, but I think you have to run the football at them and go out there and do it. Again, you brought it up yesterday, right? You said this is also probably a game that Taysom Hill can maybe have some sort of say in it as well. So it'll be interesting to kind of look at it that way. So True Holiday says he wants a storyline for him. Will the O-line hold up? Can Murray take on that expanded role? Sith Lord, Mac versus Armstead and Ramczyk is something that he thinks could also be a storyline. Mike, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you real quick. I know, obviously, with Kamara even having a hint at injury, I'm just like you. I say sit him, let him get better, and imagine how scary it is for the teams in the second half of the season to see not only a healthy Drew Brees, but a healthy AK as well. Mm-hmm. But that being said, my question basically is, what's going on with Dwayne Washington? Because to me, I thought he was a feasible backup to Kamara. He plays mm-hmm. well, he's young, but maybe he could kind of complement that backfield as well.
Look, it's sort of, to me, like we've kind of talked about some of the other players at the beginning of the season. If you remember in the early games, Jared Cook, he really went out. I'm like, well, you got to throw the ball to him. In the Rams game, he had a high level of targets and he had some drops and stuff. In the other games, he was targeted twice or he was targeted three times. Since they've been targeting mm-hmm. to him, he's making some plays and catches. Latavius Murray, another player, Mike. Well, maybe he hasn't been the guy when it, well, you got to call the ball. You got to call the plays for him. They're throwing the football out of the backfield to him. They're handing the football off to him. So it's starting to come about. To your point with Washington, if Kamara doesn't play, I think obviously that, gives him an opportunity and a chance to get some snaps and go ahead and do it. But if Kamara is healthy, Murray's already trying, basically to get on the field and get snaps, which isn't that ton. So I think that's why you haven't seen a lot of Washington. If 41's healthy, he's going to get the bulk of the workload. And then if there's a breather or a short yard situation, they're probably going to go, obviously, with Murray. But look, you saw in preseason, Washington can run. And I think, obviously, if Kamara doesn't play this week at least, I think you're going to see him and have that increase, which is why, again, whether it's Cadet or another back that they bring in, it's probably more for depth, right?
Oh, absolutely. I know that with the Saints bringing in the other running back to take a look at him, you already have a capable, like you said, he was playing well in the preseason. Why not let Washington try to get some of those snaps, if nothing mm-hmm. else, than to let AK heal a little bit more?
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. 800-998-1003. Thank you, Mike, for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. If you'd like to chime in here as well, touch them all, Timmy Grubbs. We will chat with him out of this break. And in bottom of the hour, Kenny Farrell. Oh, my goodness. He actually said it yesterday when we were done, if you remember.
He just walked in here. First words, when am I ever wrong about soccer?
We kind of talked about it yesterday. It might have been an issue. But before we go to the break and bring in Tim, Steven, you've dialed in. What you got for us here on the Sports Hangover?
Hey, man, how y'all doing? I was just calling to chime in on Alvin Kamara with his injury. Yep. I'd actually like to see him sit down. I guess I agree with the consensus. I think that's the consensus that I'd like to see him rest up. And I think that that'll also put pressure on the other receivers to kind of step their game up. Because Alvin Kamara is so used to being that safety blanket for Teddy Bridgewater, which I appreciate because it satisfies the type of quarterback that he is. But it'll make Austin Carr, who made it into the roster, is like, hey, man, make some separation. Do your job. Say again, get a little bit more separation. Jared Cook, get some more separation. Catch those balls. So I think that'll implicitly make everybody have to level up a little bit against a really good defense. And I think if we can do that, that'll show a little grit, on the team.
I like that, Steven. Level up. Jordan, you need to level up. That's what I'm talking about.
Already
I like
leveled
that.
Up. Mario Kart.
Steven, I like that. Good phone call, man. Thank you so much for the time, man. Appreciate it. I like that. He just gave us a new phrase that I'm going to use on you repeatedly.
I level up all the time.
It's been a while since you've leveled up. Hour two is brought to you by 5-11 by Karl Malone. Purpose-built gear for life's most demanding moments. Go check them out. Kenny, have you been over there yet? Have you been to the store? 6601 Veterans Boulevard across from the entrance of Lafayette Park. We don't have to have specifically soccer gear, but, in case you ever need to get outdoors and such.
I don't get out. Get out.
Well, I'll tell you what, there is somebody that needs to get out. We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. Up next.
I get it.
What I just did that? Yeah. Touch them all, Timmy Grubbs. No game tonight, by the way, due to weather, Yankees and Astros, but we can still talk about the ALCS. NLCS is over. Washington going to the World Series. We'll talk to Tim next on ESPN New Orleans.
Are you ready to check out the latest innovations from 5.11 by Karl Malone? 5.11 is committed to making the best gear used by those who demand the most. A large selection of award-winning packs and bags and industry-leading pant designs. 5.11's got you covered. Try our best-in-class pants like Apex or Defender jeans, or walk in a pair of our most comfortable boots that perform in the harshest environments. Build the ultimate bug-out bag with our tactical bags and accessories at 5.11 by Karl Malone. 6601 Veterans Boulevard. Always be ready.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable year-round comfort with a new HVAC system installed by the pros at Tiger Temperature. We're the local team you can trust. Call Tiger Temperature today at 985-492-7295.
Start your day off with a fresh brewed cup of Mellojoy, the original Cajun coffee company since 1936. Mellojoy Coffee brings memories to Louisiana's rich culture. Available in dark and medium roast, decaf, and a full line of flavored and specialty coffees. Mellojoy is available in selected grocery stores in our area. To begin receiving Mellojoy Coffee at your office, call 1-866-MELLOJOY. Sapeur-joie.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medication. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hey, Big Gus.
Yeah.
Question. You have Jay Hargrave next to you?
Standing right here, staring at me in amazement and wonderment.
Amazement and wonderment. Right. It's just that I was out of pocket yesterday, and, you know, I got to do something upon my return. So,
okay. Yeah.
Jay, welcome to Hump Day.
It's Hump Day, Hump Day. Gotta get down on Hump Day. Everybody's looking for a happy hour. Hump Day, Hump Day.
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm looking forward to Fridays now.
You don't like that version?
Love
and
you,
I'm
man.
Going back to my office.
There he goes. Jay Hargrave. See, aren't you happy you're with us now every day?
No!
Cool.
Touch them all. Timmy Grubbs joins us at Mr. Tim Grubbs. The way to follow him. Talks Major League Baseball with us here as well. Tim, how are you, my friend?
Doing great. What's going on, Gus? I like that version. You know, I was a big Friday fan before, but maybe I need to become a Wednesday guy.
Well, there you go. I hear you. Look, man, we'll get to the ALCS because that's still going on, although today that game apparently has been postponed due to weather. So you're not going to see that tonight as Astros and Yankees are battling for a chance to go to the World Series. Last night, a sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals takes place. Washington in the World Series, first time ever, obviously, as the Nationals. There were the Expos before that. I was surprised. You and I were texting during the game. I wouldn't say a no doubter in that series, but they were the better team four straight games.
Absolutely. I mean, when they went up 7-0, you know, I was like, this is over. In fact, I turned it off for a little while and then turned it back on. And before you knew it, the Cardinals loaded the bases and the Cardinals. And I even texted you, if they blow this lead, blow this game, they may blow the series.
Yeah,
but, you know, and obviously they got out of the inning and the next inning was 1-2-3, and boom, it was over. But, man, the Nationals, you know, I feel bad because, you know, I kind of picked the Nationals to go to the World Series, I think, 3 of the last 4 years, and this was not one of those years. So, you know, it's crazy. You lose Bryce, but, and you get that much better. But I think it shows, you know, that the template, and it's not always this way, but if you got good starting pitcher, and when you got Strasburg and Scherzer and Patrick Corbin, who they picked up, they used the Bryce Harper money to get Corbin last year, really. That gave you 3 big starters, and you get a big start from Anibal Sanchez like they have, you know, in the postseason. You get 4 starters. It doesn't matter. Their bullpen's terrible, the Nats, but when you have 4 good starters going deep into games, you know, you're not going to need a bullpen, and it showed in this NLCS.
You know, one of the things, Tim, that you also saw in this series as well is just, you know, it never fails in playoff baseball. It's timely hits. You mentioned the pitching there as well, but you got to have defense. They were flashing some leather, the Nationals.
No, they really were. I mean, they're a pretty good defensive team. In fact, their only sore spot on defense is Howie Kendrick. And what did he do in the other round? He hit a huge home run to knock out the Dodgers. So he made up for it with his offense. But, no, they're flashing the leather around. It's a big moment. You could tell that team was, you know, celebrating. They were dancing. They were loose all series. And the Cardinals, they just, you know, after a huge win, a huge Game 5 win against Atlanta, and they blew them out in the first inning, and they looked like they didn't even really show up. I mean, it was really – and I know that's not the case, and I know some things unraveled quickly for them. They had some good pitching, and they're not going away. But, you know, it's a different type of series. It really fell apart quickly. The Nats got in some momentum, and this is a Nats team that I know you and I were talking about. They were dead to water in that wild card game against Milwaukee. And here we are, what, 10 days later in the World Series.
Yeah, it's incredible when you look at it from that perspective. And look, I'm not going to say they have no shot at the next series there in the World Series, whether it's the Astros or Yankees. But when you look at that series, man, Game 2 was just phenomenal in just that atmosphere. And you can kind of get that sense and feel to tie the series up at 1-1. Then last night, you see what Gerrit Cole, the Astros ace, just went out there and didn't have his best stuff, but made those big pitches at the right time. 2-1, Houston leads the series, rained out tonight. How do you think they can shuffle the pitching in a good or a bad way for both of these teams not playing tonight?
I think that helps New York a lot more than it hurts. Houston's got pretty good pitching, so I think it helps New York, the fact that they get that day off. I think it really hurts Washington, by the way. You know, now they, because I do think this series is going 6 or 7. Now you have a rain out in there, which could push things back even further. The Nats may not play for who knows how long. We already know, like you just pointed out, the American League teams are probably better, but now they have a long layover. You know, that could be a problem down the line. But I think it helps the Yankees with their pitching. Their starting pitching's not as good. So you see how they're quick to pull the trigger on going to their bullpen because they have such a good bullpen. Now with an extra day, it could help them in the long run.
It's a little different than with the Dodgers and the Braves, but along the lines of, look, those two teams just dominated the National League all season long. The Yankees were a dominant team in the AL. Look, I know the Astros have won a World Series. So it's not like they're an underdog or anything like that. I guess what I'm trying to get at, though, is could pressure start to mount on New York to not get to the World Series? Because you and I have talked all season long. Anything short of reaching the World Series would seem like a disappointment for a New York team that just has looked better than everybody else all season long despite battling and overcoming those injuries.
I think that's the typical thing, but this is a different Yankees team. This, you know, remember, New York hasn't been good for a while now.
Right.
This is, you know, they have. This isn't the Yankee team that back in the 90s where every year they were going to the World Series, the early 2000s every year or every other year. You know, obviously their fans put tremendous amount of pressure on them because for New York it is World Series, Super Bowl, NBA title, go down the list or bust. And that's just the way their fans are wired. But, you know, I don't really think so. I don't think their fans – I don't think they need to win the World Series this year. But, you know, obviously, I will say this. could be close. You know, the Astros have the advantage here, you know, because they have a 2-1 lead. But I don't think the doors are closing too much on Houston, but they're not going to have Gerrit Cole back. So they're losing a huge piece. So, I mean, if they want to win their second championship in 3 years, I mean, now's the time. So the pressure may be more on Houston, I think, to try to win this year than maybe New York.
Yeah, well, we'll see, I guess, how that goes here a little bit. The other bit of news, no surprise, Joe Maddon, former Cubs manager, now Angels manager.
Yeah, no surprise there. I figured he was either going Angels or Phillies. He was going to go to a big market again and try to strike while the iron's hot, try to win another title, and it's not his fault. You know, I think he needed to go, I think, because of the dynamics in Chicago. It wasn't his fault the Cubs didn't go to the postseason this year. You know, you and I have talked about it. That roster, the way it was currently constructed, really wasn't built correctly. And not that Theo's not great, but they were clashing. And I'm sure Cole was in some private room saying that I need more starting pitching and I need bullpen. And Theo, for some reason, didn't give it. And in the end, Joe Maddon's the guy on the outside. But, you know, good luck with the Angels. They may have the best player in baseball, but they don't have much there. So it's going to be difficult for Joe to go there and, you know, and have an immediate impact.
What about my Cubbies manager, man? I would have thought by now Girardi would have already been, doing the rounds around town, taking pictures, wearing his new jersey and everything. And it seems like they're going to be interviewing, the bench coach for the Astros and some other players or some other possible candidates. But nothing from Girardi.
You and I are dead on about that. I thought Girardi would already have had the opening press conference and so forth. The fact that they're interviewing other people makes you think either Drew asked for too much money or maybe they're worried about the same power struggles that they had between Theo and Joe Maddon, some of those same conflicts with big names. You know, and the trend in baseball is a little different than the trend in football. The trend in baseball is to get these analytic guys and to get, you know, just a guy that can manage people, but the front office is going to tell you how the lineup is constructed, and the front office is going to tell you when the changes are going to be made. And, you know, they've gotten away from the big name, you know, $5 million, $6 million manager that's the face of the franchise, where I think football is different. Football still wants those big money guys. I mean, you look at some of the teams, the Kevin Cash, the manager in Tampa Bay and Oakland, you look at some of these teams that are having success with low payrolls, their computers are running everything and the front office is running everything. You don't necessarily need to have the face of the franchise be some high-paying, former manager. So, you know, maybe the Cubs go a different direction and surprise us and go with a guy that we don't know their name yet today instead of a guy like Girardi.
Tim, as always, man, appreciate the time and talk a little of the championship series as the National League's been decided. It's the Nationals. Who will they face? We're going to have to wait a while. It's only a 2-1 series, and tonight's game has been postponed due to weather. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. We'll catch up again next week.
Hey, no problem. Take care. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Add Mr. Tim Grubbs, the way to follow on Twitter. Kenny, he is ready. Head coach Kenny Farrell of your New Orleans Jesters will talk the debacle that took place last night. He warned us. He warned us yesterday, and actually when the show ended, he looked at me and goes, don't be surprised if this happens, and then it'll be a bad thing. Well, it happened, so we had to have him back today. The USA loses to Canada in a friendly, but why is it such a big deal, and why is Twitter melting down in the soccer world? We'll talk about that when we come back. Hour 2 is brought to you by 511 by Carl Malone. Go check out the store, 6601 Veterans Boulevard. It's the strip mall right there across from the entrance to Lafreniere Park. You know, behind Best Buy, essentially, there's a strip mall right over there. When you walk into the store, you're going to love what you see. I keep calling it, it's very sort of like North Face, right? So, but it's also for the outdoors, not just the cold, and it's for fishing and hunting. You got a wall of backpacks. You got things for military and police as well. I don't know many stores you can walk into and look next to the wall of backpacks and see a little pouch, Kenny. And on the label, it says flashbang holder, like in flashbang grenades. Yes, your place to go get stuff to store your grenades and things of that nature. I thought a lunchbox was there, right? You know, really cool, nifty, military-looking kind of lunchbox. No, it's a gun range holder.
U.S. Men's National Team could have done with one of those yesterday.
Oh, no. A couple of flashbangs in there. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Peter Downs Golf Carts has golf cart batteries on sale through October 31st. Great prices like the Trojan 6-volt Peterden Black Box battery for $79 each. Plus sale prices on more Trojan Black Box batteries like the Trojan 6-volt T105 for $114. Check out the Trojan T1275 deep cycle battery for just $174. All batteries come with core exchange. Peter Downs Golf Carts in Houma also has the best prices in the area on golf carts and accessories.
If you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
It's a friendly, but at the same time, you and I have been talking, head coach Kenny Farrell of your New Orleans Jesters, about, and by the way, all next hour, we're going to talk Saints and get into the storylines as Jordan has to go to the open locker room here at some point. Make sure that you show up. It'd be nice. It's for 2 o'clock. 1:36. Just letting you know. I'm not paying your speeding ticket.
He doesn't listen, Bob.
Canada, they won 2-0
Shuck.
Over the U.S.
Yep.
Matt Doyle on Major League Soccer tweeted this, right, mm-hmm. at MLS, their Twitter page. This is the post-game analysis. Something tells me it's very similar to how you're going to feel.
After the match against Cuba and how it was starting to come back, yeah, well, you know what? Throw that right out the window because this was a 1-0 loss to Canada.
2-0
loss to Canada, who deserved the win. Let's be honest.
Deserved 3, maybe.
Taylor Twellman called this performance from the U.S. anemic. He called it flat-footed. He called it a whole lot of other things. But, Doyle, there were two things that you said that you wanted to see or that you were expecting to see. One was a fast start from the United States, and one was Canada bunkering down. Neither happened.
So John Herdman came out earlier this week, and he said, the U.S., Mexico gave them trouble by pressing them, by contesting every ball, by pushing high upfield. And I thought, well, first of all, he's right, but second of all, Canada's not going to do that. Canada almost never do that against decent teams, which begs the question, are the U.S. actually a decent team right now? And the answer is no, because Canada came out there and they pressed the U.S. all over the field. They did it at first out of a 4-4-2 diamond, and then it ended up being a 4-2-2-2 once Marc-Anthony Kay came off. They won every 50-50. They just won everything in central midfield. They won, and they immediately hit the channels with David and Davies, and it caused the U.S. problems from the start. There was some of this as well, just unnecessary turnovers from the U.S. But the story of this game was one team being prepared and pragmatic and completely up for it, and the other looking like they were trying to go through a training exercise.
Which is shocking and frustrating and maddening, because what have the previous 15 games of this year been? What has the process been? We've been asked to be patient, that that will happen, that there's meticulousness, the build, the system is difficult to understand, it's slow going, we'll get there, we'll get there, we'll get there. But what signs in this game show that they're getting there? I understand that Cuba was a different story, but Cuba had, I mean, double-digit players defect in the past 6 months, I think. I mean, this it was shocking, the inability to get around the ball, the inability to find feet or even open space after you get on a turnover in open field, in build-up. There was where's the building block?
It's a good question, and like I have no problem putting 100% of this on Greg Berhalter at this point. Mm-hmm. I understand the way he wants his team to play. I have defended it in the past because it is the style that I would like to see the U.S. play. But I think in terms of spending so much time trying to institute this possessional play, the positional play rather, where you know A then B then B then C, one after the other, the U.S. has become mechanical in the first part, and second of all, that's been at the detriment of the U.S.'s defensive ability. Mm-hmm. If you watched this game, the U.S. really, they won one dangerous 50-50 in midfield all night, and that immediately turned into a challenge. We still don't, we're a year into it, we don't have the ability to win the ball in central midfield. If you don't have that ability, then you are not going to win games on the international level. Now, Tyler Adams gets healthy, Paxton Pomykal continues to develop. Okay, we probably take a big step forward. But the whole idea of having a system is it shouldn't be contingent upon two players being healthy.
Yeah.
It has to be bigger than the sum of its parts.
Well, even
and right now, it's been 2 years. 2 years and zero steps forward.
That's Doyle, everybody.
So, and that goes on for 30 minutes, by the way. You heard their takes. This is MLS. This is like, you know.
Yeah.
This would be like the NFL Network breaking down a game.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This isn't, you know, some guys doing a blog. This has seen a lot of play.
They're really upset. They're really upset about this, and so they should be.
You've been telling us this
for nearly 2 years.
But you hear it from Doyle there. It's like we've been waiting.
Yeah, but it's a bit late
years.
Now, isn't it? A bit late.
Right.
Come on,
but that's what he's saying.
Stop
is that it's been 2 years.
Stop being
and
nice.
It's gotten
stop being
awful.
Liked by everybody. Get out and call it what it is. I mean, this is not a day off. This isn't a game where we had an off day. This is a result of what's been going on prior to Berhalter being there. Prior to the coach being there.
If you watched the game, it was embarrassing. They looked terrible.
I know.
I mean, Pulisic at the end of the game, he has his hands in his
You know what? Where's his professionalism too?
Yeah.
Okay, so don't let the players off with this. Don't let the coach off with it. And don't let U.S. soccer off with it. We're in a bad place. We shouldn't be. We spent a decade and a half, nearly two decades, building respectability for this country, this nation, when it came to soccer. And stuff was ignored. And we failed to make the World Cup. We failed to make the Olympics. And all these things are not going off in people's heads. And then we spoke about maybe a year and a half ago. You know, you were saying, who should the coach be? I says, what's the criteria of the coach? Well, what are they looking for? Well, they got someone that has never been at that level, coaching-wise, and has it's almost like he's trying to develop a youth soccer team to me. To me, the U.S. men's national team has to develop players within the system that's winning. You have to have a culture of winning. It's not there anymore. It's not there. It's just not there. The players didn't buy in. The coach has had a year to do this stuff. His record is terrible. He got to the final of the Gold Cup, but look at the teams he's playing. I mean, there used to be a time when the USA would go up against teams that they had no right to beat and push them and push them, maybe beat them, get a result, or lose a tight game. That used to be. And that took the U.S. from the 94 World Cup on. It was taking them in the right direction, even prior to that, the 90 World Cup, when there wasn't even a professional league here. And we've taken a massive step back. And the thing is, you are where you are, right? We are where we are. We know what the level of the players are. We know where the coach is at right now. And they're either going to buy in to what he's trying to accomplish. For me, I have no confidence, personally. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's a bad coach. I think he's out of his depth, and we know where the players are at. But for me, there's no confidence going forward. And the scary part about it is the World Cup is getting closer every day.
What I find interesting And you mentioned at this hire to friendly with the, you know, did we really have change? You warned us while there was a change at the top, it was still very buddy system kind of a thing. And you thought, and the reason I bring this up is Alexi Lalas, Taylor Truelman, the two most common people that speak on, you know, Alexi is on the broadcast for World Cups. Mm-hmm. Taylor called the game yesterday for ESPN. One tweet.
Really?
From Alexi. Sorry, stepped away, are we outraged? That's it on the game. Mm-hmm. Taylor, the game and the pictures told the story tonight.
It's they're probably gut-wrenched
now. But that's what I'm getting at. Is it more of what do you want me to say, or them going, you know, trying to be careful on what to say
and not saying much? That's the problem.
Because I'm shocked. I would have thought this would have been a Twitter rant of because Taylor, when they lost the game and failed to make the World Cup, ESPN couldn't find enough time for him because he went bananas on how it was inexcusable, you know, that they did. So I was shocked. I'm like, going to it. Now, he was pretty harsh on the broadcast.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, where's Alexi? Where are these other guys?
Well, I can't speak for them. But, you know, what I can do is say that it is a disgrace. It's not a game you go in. I mean, not only did they lose the game. They shouldn't have been in the game.
They looked bad.
So, like, everything's falling apart.
I mean, one of the goals from Canada, there was three white jerseys kind of standing there, and he's playing, you know, with the ball a few times and just kicks it into the goal. It's just, there was no convergence on defense. I'm not a soccer person, but I'm like, he had a lot of space.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, all I can tell you is that if I put my coaching hat on, if I'm looking at the program the way it is right now, I would say, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
I don't think, look, you heard the guy talking about pressing around the back. Do you know why he pressed around the back? Because we've been terrible at playing out of the back. We're technically not quick enough for some of the best teams in the world to do this. Mm-hmm. There might be one or two players, but all the players can't do it. That's my opinion. They can't do it. And if I was Canada, that's exactly what I'd do, is go press it, because the United States is trying to be so predictable in their play. And what you do is, when you go and play an international game and there's the pride of the nation on it, you go out with a game plan to win the game, not to develop a team, in my opinion. And then the players coming along, you know, right now they're rotating players through, and someone's getting a game, and somebody else has got a game, and somebody else has got a game just to get up time. No, be pushing your way in.
Right.
Push your way in. Be better than the person in front of you.
It's to the point that you were saying, kind of get a sense and feel he's developing you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I feel like. Right. I feel like the guy said, okay, let's develop this. By the way, he starts a year and a half after Bruce Arena gets fired.
That's still to this point.
But that's what I'm saying. It's deep-rooted. Yeah. It goes back further than that. Think about this. Look at the furor. Look at the anger after we didn't make the World Cup and we lost to Trinidad. Fair enough. They were a bit unlucky, really, because you know that, really, if it wasn't a bad refereeing call in Panama, I think it was, they would have gone through Costa Rica, Panama game. But that's neither here nor there. They didn't go through. And then you wait a year and a half or a year and 14 or 15 months to hire a coach. Why? Because the anger goes. Mm-hmm. No one's looking. Look the other way. Hire a general manager. Okay, if that's their system, that's fine. Now they have general managers. They didn't have them before. They hire an insider. They hire an MLS guy. And then he goes and hires another MLS guy. And in all honesty, when we were talking about criteria a year and a half ago for this job, none of these guys would have been on the list. None of them. Zero. Zero would have been on the list. You need someone that knows how to get it done at that level, and these don't. And I don't think the players are buying in. The players are not buying in. That's why the lackluster performance is. Their own personal professionalism is going down. And you know that the Cuba game on Friday night is like, we could have put the New Orleans Jesters out there and beat the Cuba team on Friday. And right. It's just a
terrible
thing.
That's what I was going to say. There's some people that probably don't follow the sport. Mm-hmm. Got another minute here with head coach Kenny Farrell, the Jesters. But I think a lot of people probably say, well, look, they just beat Cuba. You literally text me during the game. Mm-hmm. Those players would make your soccer team.
Well, they were just terrible. Right. I mean, they shouldn't have been on an international pitch, but they've got to play, right?
Right.
Because they're in but the thing is, where do you go from here? Where do you go from here? You look at the talent that you have, mm-hmm. right? I don't know if there's anything else coming through. You try and mold that talent so that you can go ahead and get victories and give some pride to the country, win some games. What are you out there to do?
Right.
You're out there, to me, you're out there to win the World Cup. Now, the USA ain't going to win the World Cup, but hopefully we can get to the last 16, last 8. But that's not going to happen the way we're going right now. And how much time do you want to waste? Or do you stick with Berhalter and let him change it? Or he sticks with his plan, which nobody has confidence in right now, including the players, obviously. It's a very difficult place to be. But as I say, every day you wake up and you're in the game, you just got to wake up and look at what's happened, and you got to recognize when things aren't working. And I don't think they're working, and I think everybody knows they're not working.
As we wrap up here, Coach,
we're wrapping up. There's so much more to say.
You want more to say? Well, is it time to make a change?
For me, it is. Yeah, because I don't see it getting any better. You know, I don't see it getting any better. I'd like to see us get more competitive games that we have to step up to. Bigger games than this. I know they've got to play in these.
I keep bringing up his name, and I text you, and I keep forgetting it. I think he was one of the guys that was considered as a candidate. Used to play on the national team. I want to say he has a Spanish name or is Spanish.
No, Ramos. Yes,
yes, Ramos. Yeah. I mean, reading his background, being a member of the team in the past, and all. But you don't.
For me, you know, look, he's great. He's great. He knows the game inside out at every level. He's been successful on the pitch, and he's still involved very highly at the game. But I think you need to bring someone in that has bigger presence than the board of U.S. Soccer, than the staff at U.S. Soccer, than the players, than everybody. Someone that has a massive presence that can get it done, has the knowledge and has been there before. Do you think the players look at Berhalter and say to him, well, you can really get us to the quarterfinal or semifinal of the World Cup? Do you think they look at him like, I don't know that they do. They need to be doing that with their coach. You can make me a better player and you can help me win in big games. You can help me get that done. And I don't know that they're looking that way because they looked like they weren't bought in last night.
Hour two of the Sports Hangover is brought to you by 511 by Carl Malone. Go check them out over there on Vet 6601. The store is located right across from that entrance of Lafreniere Park. Boots, backpacks, hunting gear, fishing gear, tactical gear, workout gear. You just walk in the store and just give a look. I think you'll be real surprised by all the cool stuff that's there. And even though they don't have lunch boxes like I thought, it's a gear range carrier. Duffel. Kind of a thing.
Sounds good. I'm leaving to go straight up there.
Go check it out. Thank you, Coach. Yeah. Appreciate it. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location. All the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking. Served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
This human resources professional is crushing it, thanks to Kronos. And this is his hype song. You can fall back with the pack.
I'm a leader pack. I've got HR, payroll, talent, and time. I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. Engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
If you are considering buying or selling a home, here's what people are saying about Pat Pennison of Ladder and Bloom Real Estate in Houma. He is responsive to clients' expectations. Pat really understands the market. Pat Pennison can help you develop pricing strategy to maximize earnings. He can also help you navigate through the sales process. Pat Pennison of Ladder and Bloom Real Estate in Houma, there's a name you can trust. Call 985-791-4952 if you're considering buying or selling a home.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Juan Kincaid, sports director over at Fox 8. Kenny giving us a listen. We always appreciate that. Juan, you always got a free avenue, man. If you ever want to chime on in a mic as well, we'll open it up for you. He says U.S. soccer is the problem. Not opening up the hiring process was an issue. They need someone with experience and demands the players' attention. That's how you feel.
Yeah, he needs the players need someone that has presence. He's dead right about that. You know, there's no question about it.
He also says the importance of having a history of winning.
Yeah.
Is that how you get
culture?
Yeah.
Culture, as we talked about earlier, they used to win games they had no right to win. Now they're not winning games they should absolutely win. So you've got to have that winning mentality. I mean, the U.S. women's national team has it. They won games that they probably shouldn't have won.
You and I joked about this. Yeah. They're household names.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. For many households, like, you can mention some of these players that they're at the very least recognizable, right? I mean, you kind of have an idea.
Yeah, but their culture's there. They don't know how to lose.
Yeah.
They don't know how to lose. And for a long time with the players that the U.S. had, and they built this up over a couple of decades, they didn't care who they were playing. They were going to make it a game. They were going to win no matter what.
They went past and won some World Cup. They made no apologies for...
No, but I'm saying the men's team was just like that.
All right.
They used to be like that, but we've kind of lost it a little bit. Where's that gone wrong? So, I think Juan is right. So we need someone with huge presence.
Do you go to
the
EPL? Do you throw money at somebody? I mean, how? Because you're going to have to convince somebody. If you're telling me about winning and a history of that, then you're probably going to be pulling somebody from where they're currently doing that, right?
I told you, there's two things. The staff at U.S. Soccer, the board, the players all have to buy into the leader. If the leader has to be able to show you that they can win games and that the players can become better players underneath
him. That's what I'm getting at. Where is that coming from?
Well, that's where the search should have been.
If I called you right now and said, all right, I'm done with this. I need a coach. Where am I going?
Well, the only one available is Jose Mourinho. He's sitting out there. He might take the job. Mm-hmm. But you need someone of massive presence. You need to spend money on it, and it needs to be someone that seriously can get the job done for this team.
Are you available? I mean,
would
you want this job?
I'd love it, actually.
Yeah, would you?
It wouldn't bother me. Yeah. Water off a duck's back. I'd be out there.
Can we get some tickets? Can I get some gear if you become coach?
Yeah. No, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Hour number two has been brought to you by 511 by Carmelone. Coming up in hour number three, we'll open up the phone lines to you as... start looking ahead. Give me some storylines for the Saints and Bears. What you got? We'll do that when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.